Welcome back, WNST Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. It is WNST Rock Week here, and I got, like, this is a cool story because this indicates just how stupid I was in my adulthood. This has nothing to do with 1988 or 1990 or fandom. Actually, it's the exact opposite of being cool. In 2004, at the Houston Super Bowl, there were all sorts of entertainers hanging out, and Dan Pastorini and, you know, Jesse James was doing television over there. And hell, there were porn stars running around then and Jared from Subway. It was a mess. But there were rappers rolling around and promoting movies and stuff like that. And Ice Cube, of course, you know, incredible rapper, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and all of that good stuff with NWA came by. And I was not familiar with, you know, the movie Friday. So I got made fun of by Ray Bachman, our executive producer. Since then, I have now watched all of the films, and I'm very, very versed in this. And this is one of those guys, and next time I talk to him, it'll be a better conversation. But it's a relatively lousy conversation because I didn't know a whole lot about Ice Cube or NWA. And I was not, not a country fan, not a rap fan. I've been very, very, you know, vocal about that over 25 years on the radio. But when Ice Cube sits down, you want to talk to him. So I should have just let Ray Bachman interview him, quite frankly. I think Ray gets involved in the conversation. This is Ice Cube, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer with NWA. So there's a rock and roll edge to this as well. And you can look through, our audio vault and find some other stuff that's not just like down the middle of Hammer Jackson rock and roll. A pretty cool conversation. Hopefully next time I'll be better. But he did have a wonderful, wonderful piece of jewelry, as I remember it. Ice Cube from Houston, 2004 at the Super Bowl.
I'm pretty cool, man. Pretty fair for a square, you know.
Barbershop 2. Haven't seen Barbershop 1 yet. I'm waiting for the right night. Because I'm ready to laugh because I've heard that it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see 2 before I see 1.
You know what I mean? You know what? This movie, the way we did 2... is a movie that can stand on its own. So you actually can see 2 if you didn't see 1.
But
you
would not be better
lost
to see them 1 and then 2.
Well, you know.
All you need is a trip to the Blockbuster.
When you get it home and you buy your double DVD pack, then you can see 1 and 2. But you don't have to see 1 to see 2.
Now, see Bart Simpson here sitting next to me. He is the biggest Ice Cube fan.
Like, I'm going to tell you right now, he's never seen Friday.
What?
No, I did. I watched part of it the night.
It was on the other night.
It was on the other night. I was watching Friday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No, you got to see it on like DVD, man. It's the real.
Hold on. I was watching the other night, and there was the point where the guy was going to get beaten up by the ice cream truck guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching it the other night, man. Yeah. So what's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing, man. Nothing wrong with it.
First Super Bowl for you. How many you been to?
5th. Yeah, this is my 5th.
Nothing
one.
Like when your own team's in. Now, last year, run me through, because I mean, you got a few extra nickels, you got a little money, you got friends, a posse, a lot of Raider fans.
Yeah.
How many of you and your guys, and what was Super Bowl like for you when your team's in it?
Oh, you know, it's incredible. You know, you buy all the merchandise you can find for your team.
I just moved last week. I got a closet full of Super Bowl 35 stuff.
And you know, I live in LA. The Super Bowl was in San Diego, which is about 2 hours away, you know, a couple hundred miles. So we all drove down, you know, made it a big deal, got in there.
Tell me how you feel at halftime.
Ass whooped.
I mean, halftime, I was on the trolley with Raider fans that were just distraught. You wait 20 years to get there and you take an ass kicking.
I couldn't believe that we didn't change one play or one formation going against our ex-coach. And we kept all the same plays, all the same formations. And Buccaneers said it was like they was in practice.
Every year it's like this for 31 sets of fans. And you guys just stunk this year. We got to the playoffs, and we stunk in the only playoff game we played in. You know, I mean, if you're Philadelphia, you were the best team all year. And then you stunk in the championship game for the third year. Winning's it. I mean, you don't win.
Yeah,
you can't talk any. I had Bettis here a little while. I can't talk garbage to Bettis. We didn't win either.
Exactly. You know, you kind of like a lame duck out here. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's only 2 teams that's having fun right about now. And it's the Patriots and the Panthers. And after Sunday, it'll be 1.
Now, look, between me and you, I mean, I'm just a regular white rock and roll guy, classic rock. You know what I mean? You're a rap guy.
Mm-hmm.
Has the Super Bowl become a hip-hop event? I mean, like, I see there are players everywhere. Everybody wants to go to the parties. Snoop has got the real players' ball.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing this has become a real cool thing to do in hip hop and rap community, correct?
Well, you know, I think the Super Bowl has been everybody's party. You know, everybody feels a part of the Super Bowl.
It's bigger than
everybody
Christmas.
Parties. It's bigger than Christmas.
Because the Jews don't celebrate Christmas.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. You know, and it's only one Super Bowl, not 12.
Thanksgiving, so, all we do is eat.
And watch football. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about Thanksgiving.
That's what makes it a good event.
So, you know, I think football is just in the fabric of America. No matter where you come from, you got to be a football fan, and you got to love the Super Bowl, even if you're not.
All right, be honest. I'm going to see a movie, Friday or Barbershop 1. Which one should I see first? If I'm going to see it from beginning to end.
Oh, you should see Barbershop 1, just because Barbershop 2 will be out. Next Friday,
February
6th, and you got to make sure you see Barbershop 1 before you go out and see Barbershop 2.
See, I did that with American Pie. I saw American Wedding came out, and I don't remember 2 too well, so I had to go back and rewatch it, and then I went right from the DVD right to the theater and got them both.
Yeah.
Cleared it all out in one day.
It's pretty cool. You know, I think Barbershop, you can watch that in the morning, go see the movie in the evening. You'll be pretty good.
What about a matinee? It'll save me a couple dollars.
Hey, come on, man. We're trying to get everything we can. Are you going to let me see that ring? You said you was going to let me wear that ring. You guys went through the Raiders to get it. At least you can do is let me.
If it gets stuck, the finger comes off.
I'm going to tell you what,
right now.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
You can take my house. You can take his house. You can take his house. And it still didn't cost as much as that watch.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, man, my wife wants to see your watch if you get to see my ring.
Okay.
Oh man, we got to get a picture of this. My wife. Hey Ray, get the camera ready, man.
Hey, security.
Security's everywhere. You want to wear the ring too for the bling bling effect or what? Oh man, this is my wife's all
triple
about.
Bling.
My wife is having more fun.
Triple bling.
You got a wife too. You got a wedding ring on.
Look at that.
Oh man, look. I'm all about that.
Bam.
Oh, look how perfect that is, man. So your wife, like about football? Does she come to the games? Was she like the Raiders?
Oh, yeah. She's a big Raider fan.
So what was your day like last year, Super Bowl? Even though you lost, did you have fun before the game started?
It was a beautiful day before the game started. I mean, it was perfect.
It was a beautiful weather day.
The traffic wasn't crazy for us. We got in there. We was in our seats. We was all excited. And then I saw the Raiders in that sissy white. And I said, man, why are we wearing white? And something about white, well, I knew we was going to lose the game, you know. Raiders are supposed
real
to
men wear
black.
Right.
That's why we lost the game. We should have protested the NFL to play the game in black.
Any music to promote? Anything else you want to throw out? Foundations, causes, other than just Barbershop 2. What else you got going on?
You know, Barbershop 2 is the whole world. I mean, the whole world should stop. It should be a national holiday on Friday, February the 6th. Send everybody, all the kids out to see Barbershop 2, because that's the world.
Cedric, good man.
Back in it. We got Queen Latifah in it. So we got cake and ice cream.
All right, man. That's perfect.
All right.
You've been a lot of fun. And you have made Bart Simpson here. You've made his week.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about Elway, Montana. He wanted Cube.
That's right. And I'm here.
A pleasure. You were very kind to us. Take care. And maybe next year, a little AFC championship game at the Purple Palace.
Okay.
Maybe.
Hey, anything to get back into the AFC championship, man.
I'll take my crack at it. You kicked our ass 6 weeks ago. Screwed up home field advantage for us. We went down there and laid down like dogs in Oakland this year.
Oh, man, but after you guys did us in the AFC championship game, man, we owe y'all at least one.
Be good, man. Nice knowing you. All right, Ice Cube.
Later.
All right, Budweiser Sports Forum brought to you by Toyota. We're live in Super Bowl 38. We're in Houston. Stay with us.